Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Gator. As we turn the page a little bit on last week's playoff games and look forward to the divisional round of playoff games, which is still a great weekend. I mean, last week it was cool to have six playoff games, although the games weren't across the board great.
No, this is a better weekend.
It probably will be a better weekend. If you had to pick an upset right now, where's your leaning? Let's work our way through them. Cincinnati at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee's getting Derrick Henry back. I feel like they're probably not as respected as much as a one seed should be. Cincinnati, team with a little bit of momentum, some good young skill position players. Played pretty well against the Raiders, and the Raiders felt like one of those teams that just kept finding a way to win. This wouldn't feel like a shocking upset. I mean, hell, I picked Cincinnati as a sleeper team, and I played it all the way to them winning the AFC. So, I mean, I guess at some point I got to put my money where my mouth is and say this one looks like an upset. I'm picking two, though, and this one I'm not quite as sure of.
Yeah, I'm interested in all these games, but that's when I love Joe Burrow. I love Ja'Marr Chase. I don't love Cincinnati's defense.
Yeah.
And I just think that, you know, Tennessee is going to be a team that can certainly march down the field. So I don't see that one being an upset.
What I question how much of an impact Henry will make. I mean, he could just pick up where he left off, or he could be a decoy, or he could make no impact at all.
Well, I don't know if it matters because they've had Freeman or Foreman that has been playing for them, and he's done a good job too. So, you know, either you go with what's been working or you add the guy who's the best running back in the NFL.
Yep.
I mean, they're in good shape.
Oh, you know, he's really, really good. All right, San Francisco at Green Bay. Can you see an upset happening there?
No.
I can't either. I just can't.
Garoppolo is banged up. The Packers are getting players back, especially they're getting some pass rushers back. It's Green Bay's just on a mission right now. I don't think that they're going to get up. Plus, they're a 6-point favorite, which is the largest of all the spreads so far.
All right, the Rams at Tampa on Sunday. Can you see that happening?
I think here is where I think it's the most likely, and I still wouldn't bet against Tom Brady. I think all the home teams win, but the Bucs are banged up on the offensive line, and that's a problem. They're still healing up in other areas. They're not 100% with guys they have on defense. But it's an awfully good football team. Obviously, they're experienced. They know what they're doing. And this is the real test for Matthew Stafford, right? I mean, this is where it is. Can Tampa do enough to protect Tom Brady? With that offensive line, it's going to be tough, but they find a way to do it. Brady's had a ridiculously great season this year. 5,300 yards passing, 43 touchdowns. He's been unstoppable this season. And you got two quarterbacks that are really good against the blitz. Stafford, I think, is the best quarterback in the NFL against the blitz, actually. So I think this one's going to be a real tight game. But this is the one that I would say, if you're going to pick an upset, I could see the Rams doing it.
So this is the upset that I'm leaning towards taking. Wirfs and Jensen yesterday, they had a walkthrough. They're all-pro center and the Pro Bowl center and they're starting tackle, and they didn't have a full practice. Had they done a full practice, these two wouldn't have practiced. They're both still banged up. They got other injuries. You know, Godwin out. Fournette, we'll see if he can play. But, you know, Tom Brady barely got touched this year. If you look at his sack percentage, you know, Tampa did a great job protecting him. You start talking about the ability of this front in L.A. to pressure a quarterback with Von Miller, who's been coming on for them, with Aaron Donald, with Leonard Floyd, who's a double-digit sack guy. I just think this shapes up to be the wrong time for the Buccaneers to be playing the Rams.
Well, here's something that I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. Ndamukong Suh going against Matthew Stafford. Ndamukong Suh, we know, is a dirty player. When he smells blood in the water, he's going to go for it. Stafford's banged up. I mean, he's clearly not 100% healthy, and he's banged up. I could see Suh taking advantage of a situation and really laying the wood on Matthew Stafford, and that can alter the rest of the game for the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, Suh isn't what he once was, but certainly he made a play this past week for Tampa that it felt like the storyline of the game. They weren't going to show the replay. They were already off talking about something else, but he was getting blocked. And as he was getting blocked, he reached out with one arm and made a tackle. And, you know, it was for a 4-yard gain or something, but it would have gone for a long more. And I'm like, that's vintage Ndamukong Suh right there. Like, there's not a many players in the league that can do that while shedding a block, actually engaged in a block, and still reach one arm out and take down a running back. And so, you know, it's a great play. I'm going to be watching the Wirfs Jensen storyline, because that could change. I mean, if they both look like they're coming back, maybe I'll back off it a little bit. But right now, I'm seeing the Rams winning this game.
I think a couple other things to look at. I mentioned that Stafford's a little banged up, but so is Whitworth. He missed some time in the game on Monday night. He's banged up. That's not going to help him out. Cooper Kupp has dealt with some nagging injuries as well to his ankle. Both teams are dealing with it. But out of the four games, this one to me is the most likely of there being an upset, but I wouldn't bet against Tom Brady.
Cooper Kupp's no longer on the Rams injury report, but Whitworth is. So that's one certainly worth watching. Then the other game, again, could it be an upset as we're taking a look at the schedule this weekend? Last game, Buffalo and Kansas City. Who's the upset? Who winning would be the upset? I mean, I know.
Well, it's a 2-point spread. Kansas City is favored in the game.
Yeah, I feel like Buffalo's the it team. I suppose the Vegas line would reflect if they had really become the team, but I think everybody loves jumping on Buffalo's bandwagon, which has me thinking Kansas City.
Kansas City's playing at home. That matters. Patrick Mahomes playing a game like this, it matters. I mean, Mahomes is magic. I like Josh Allen. I think he's really, really good. But I don't think Buffalo is ready to take that step yet. I don't think this is the year for him.
Yeah, I mean, the home teams are favored for a reason. They're the better team. I know, Gid, you're going chalk, right? You said you're picking pretty much
I'd be going chalk.
But the biggest upset, I think Buccaneers are primed for an upset. Just the injuries you guys mentioned. This is not the same team they started the year out with. You know, no Antonio Brown, no Godwin. The Jensen Riffs injuries are huge. If the Rams get after Tom Brady, it's going to be trouble. I know they leaned on their defense last year, but this offense with the Rams, they're getting Cam Akers back. Odell Beckham Jr. is on the team now. I like the Rams to upset the Buccaneers. I know you guys hate the Niners against the Packers, but I just can't get over the fact. I think it's going to be a lot closer game than people realize. I could be completely wrong. It could be a blowout because Rodgers is so damn good. But I feel like if they control that run game, the first time they met this year, it was in San Francisco. The Niners lost by 2 points, but they had like their second lowest rushing total of the season. If Deebo Samuel wasn't what he is now, and Elijah Mitchell, they can, like I said, I keep going back to this. If they rush and run the ball, control the clock, I think they got a decent chance at an upset, and that would be the biggest upset of the weekend.
Well, look, they're going to have to play a ton better than they played in the Dallas game. I mean, the reality is it's pretty amazing they made as many near-catastrophic mistakes as they did and still found a way to win that game. They didn't capitalize on opportunities early where they could have had a big lead. I hope you're right, because I think the best way to get Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay is a devastating loss that's not his fault. And he'll just want to do, especially if Brady and the Buccaneers win, and he's watching Brady, who left New England, write his own script and win more championships. I think Aaron Rodgers will want to follow suit, and I want Aaron Rodgers out of the division. So I hope you're right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.